I'm reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, and starting from verse 34, the faith of the Syrophoenician woman. Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, yet he could not keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an evil spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was Greek, born in Syrian Phocenia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. "First let the children eat all they want," he told her, "but it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she replied, "but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he told her, "For such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone. The healing of the deaf and mute man. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went into Sidon, down the Sea of Galilee, and into the region of the Decapolis. There some people brought him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged him to place his hand on the man. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spat and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." And at this the man's ears were opened and his tongue was loosened and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Barbara. Well, let us again join our hearts together in prayer. Gracious God, as we come now to hear your word preached, we ask that this morning, as we see you in two encounters that show us the size of your mission and mercy, would you help us to understand what these stories teach us about faith and about who Jesus came for. Holy Spirit, speak to us through this passage now, we pray. Amen. So this morning we have two stories that at first they might not seem that connected, but actually they're both showing us the same thing, that Jesus came for everyone. So we're back in Mark's Gospel this morning. We had a week off last Sunday for Pentecost. We obviously had our Lent series as well, and we're back preaching through Mark. I know that Donna's going to be preaching through Mark next week and the week after, and then the week that I'm back and the end of June, we're starting a kind of 10-week summer series of preaching. It's actually single verses in the Bible of God's faithfulness, which I'm really looking forward to. But we're back in Mark's Gospel today. And today we're going to see Jesus have a meeting with a Gentile woman. And we're going to see him heal a deaf man who can barely speak. And both stories show us that Jesus is again breaking barriers, showing God's mercy way past what anyone would expect. So we start in Mark chapter 7, verse 24, that Barbara read for us. It says, Jesus left that place and went in to the vicinity of Tyre. Now, this is really important because Tyre was in Gentile territory. It was outside of Israel. So Jesus is deliberately going to a place where Jews don't normally go. He's crossing a boundary. And Mark tells us why. It says, he entered the house and did not want anyone to know it, yet he could not keep his presence secret. So Jesus here, he's trying to get a wee bit of privacy. He's been ministering non-stop. He's been in conflict with religious leaders. And you know what? He's tired. He needs a break. That's why Stuart's here this morning. He's got a weekend off. We need a break. It's why we're away for 2 weeks. Ministry can be tiring. That's not just being the minister, it's all forms of ministry. We all need seasons where we get a break.
So Jesus goes to this Gentile area hoping to get a wee bit of quiet time, but it doesn't work. His reputation goes before him. Even in this area, people know who he is. Verse 25 says, "In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an impure spirit came and fell at his feet." So a woman hears that Jesus is there, and right away she comes to him. She has a desperate need. Her daughter is not well. Her daughter is demon-possessed. And she falls at Jesus' feet, begging for help. Then Mark gives us a really bit of important information. It says in verse 26, the woman was a Greek born in Syrian Phoenicia. So she's a Gentile woman. She is not a Jew. A Gentile is someone who's not a Jew. And yet she's asking Jesus, who's a Jewish rabbi, for help. And she doesn't just ask once. Mark says she begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. So this woman is persistent. She is not taking no for an answer. Her daughter needs help. And she knows that Jesus can give her what she needs. But then Jesus says something that might sound a wee bit harsh. Verse 27 says, "First let the children eat all they want," he said, "for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." This can be a difficult verse to understand. So let's try and see what's happening. Jesus here is using a metaphor, an analogy. It's the children are the Jews. The bread is the blessing and ministry that Jesus came to bring. And the dogs is a term that the Jews use for the Gentiles. Now, the Greek word that Jesus uses here is not for the same as a wild dog. It's a word for a household pet, little dogs. So it's a wee bit softer than it sounds, but it is still challenging. But what Jesus is really saying is that he came first for the Jews. His main mission is to the lost sheep of Israel. It wouldn't be right to take what's meant for them and give it to others before they have been served. And this is actually in line with God's plan, that God chose Israel first. The Messiah came through the Jewish people. The gospel goes to the Jews first and then to the Gentiles. That's us. But this woman doesn't give up, and she doesn't get offended. Instead, she shows real persistence and real faith. Verse 28 says, "Lord," she replied, "even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." This is brilliant. She accepts what Jesus says and she turns it around. Yes, she's saying the children eat first. I understand that. But even the household dogs get the crumbs that fall from under the table. And that is all I'm asking for. Just a crumb of your power, Jesus, she's saying. Just a wee bit of your mercy. That's enough for my wee girl who is not well. She's not asking to be served before the children or even demanding equal treatment. She's just asking for the crumbs because she believes that even a crumb from Jesus is enough. And Jesus is impressed with this. Verse 29 says, "Then he told her, 'For such a reply you may go. The demon has left your daughter.'" So Jesus heals her daughter because of this woman's faith, because she was persistent. And then we read in verse 30, "She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone." So the miracle has happened. Her daughter is now free. And all because this woman had faith in Jesus and refused to give up. She was persistent. Now, what's Mark shown us here? Well, he's shown us that Jesus' mission goes way beyond Israel. His mercy is for everyone who comes to him in faith, even the Gentiles, even outsiders. He came for everyone. And you know, faith matters. Persistence matters. Not your background or your qualifications or where you're from or where you grew up or what faith other people have or don't have round about you. Your own faith and your own persistence is what matters. Then the scene changes a wee bit. Verse 31 says, Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon down to the Sea of Galilee into the region of the Decapolis. So Jesus here is still in mostly Gentile territory. The Decapolis was an area of 10 Greek cities, and that's where this next meeting happens. Verse 32 says, there some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly speak. They begged Jesus to place his hands on him. So here a deaf man is brought to Jesus, and he's not just deaf, but he can hardly speak. His speech is impaired. Probably he may have been deaf from birth, and he's never really learned to speak properly. My mum had two uncles, Thomas and Michael, who were, as my granddad's brothers, who were both deaf. And I remember from a very young age, you know, spending time with them, and they would have struggled to speak as well. And you know, the people who bring him beg Jesus, they beg Jesus to lay hands on him. They've heard what Jesus can do and believe that Jesus can heal. And Jesus responds, but notice here how he does it. Verse 33, after he took him aside away from the crowd, Jesus puts his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spat and touched the man's tongue. So Jesus takes this man on his own. It's a private thing. This is really personal. Jesus doesn't turn it into a public viewing. He takes the man away from the crowd to minister to him personally. And he uses physical touch. He puts his fingers in the man's ears. He spits and he touches the man's tongue. That might seem a wee bit odd to us. Somebody's laughing there. You might think that's a bit unhygienic. But what Jesus is doing here, he's communicating something to this man who cannot hear words. Through touch, Jesus has shown him that he is going to open his ears and free his tongue so he can speak. Then we read in verse 34, he looked up to heaven with a deep sigh and said to him, Ephatha, which means be opened. So Jesus looked up to heaven, acknowledging that this healing is coming from his Father. This is a sign that we have seen many times already through our preaching through Mark's Gospel. Whenever a miracle is performed, Jesus acknowledges where it comes from. This healing is from God. And he sighs deeply. The Greek word suggests a groan, an expression of compassion, and maybe grief over the brokenness that sin has brought into the world. And then Jesus speaks one word in Aramaic, Ephatha, be opened. And verse 35 says, at this the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. So straight away the man can hear, and straight away can speak clearly. Complete healing. Then we read in verse 36, Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone. But the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. So Jesus is telling them to keep quiet about this. We've seen this before in Mark's Gospel. Jesus doesn't want all the publicity that will complicate his mission. Just think, that's probably the opposite from today. You know, in the self-seeking age of social media, when we thrive on likes, we thrive on followers, we thrive on publicity. Jesus tells them to keep quiet. But the people in his day, they cannot keep quiet. They're amazed. They're too amazed to keep quiet. They have to tell everyone. And verse 37 says, people are overwhelmed with amazement. He has done everything well, they said. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. So the people recognize that Jesus does everything well. Not just healing people, but healing done perfectly. And they especially mention that he makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. And you know, this is important. It underlines Isaiah's prophecy about the messianic age. Isaiah 35 says this, then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. So people are recognizing this, whether they fully realize it or not, that the Messiah is here. Jesus is doing what Isaiah prophesied the Messiah would do. So I wonder, What do we take from these two stories? And how can we apply what we have heard this morning to our lives today? Well, firstly, Jesus' mission is for everyone. The Gentile woman and the deaf man, they both received Jesus' mercy, even though they were outside of the traditional boundaries of God's covenant people. You know, Jesus didn't just come for a select few. He came for everyone. Everyone who would come to him in faith. And you know, this is good news for us. We're Gentiles. We're outsiders. But Jesus' mercy reaches us. The gospel is for everyone who believes. Next, persistent faith gets Jesus' attention. The woman didn't give up when Jesus initially seemed to refuse her. She kept asking. She kept believing. She accepted that even the crumbs from his table was enough. And Jesus saw her faith and he gave her what she asked for. You know, persistence matters to God. God wants us to keep asking, keep the faith, keep knocking. Not because he needs to be convinced, definitely not, but because persistent prayer shows genuine faith. We also need to know that humility is important to getting something from Jesus. The woman didn't demand. She didn't insist on her rights. She just came humbly and willing to receive even the smallest wee blessing. And that is how we've to come to Jesus. Humbly, acknowledging that we have no claim on his mercy, it just accept through faith. And Jesus sees and cares for people. He could have healed this deaf man in front of the crowd, but he took him away privately. He ministered to him personally. He used touch to communicate with someone who couldn't hear any words. So Jesus doesn't just do mass healings. He sees individuals. He knows our specific needs, mine, yours. He cares about every single personally. He knows our hurts. He knows our struggles. He knows our pains. He knows the things that we cry about at night when no one else sees us. He knows the things that are going on that we're not even able to tell a single other person. He knows all of that. And you know, Jesus' healings are complete. This man wasn't just partially healed. He could hear clearly and he could speak. So when Jesus heals and he does all things well. And you know, that's the same for spiritual healing as well. When Jesus saves us, he doesn't just do half a job. I used to work with a guy and we called him half a job. I was remembering that when I was writing this week. I worked with a guy years ago and we called him half a job because literally you're lucky if he'd done half a job, you know. But that's not what Jesus does. He forgives completely. He transforms completely. You know, he does all things well. And the final application is this. We cannot keep quiet about Jesus. These people in today's passage, they were told not to tell anyone, but they just couldn't help it. And when we've truly met with Jesus' power, when we have experienced his mercy, we have to share it. And you know, that's still true today. When Jesus changes our life, we cannot keep it to ourselves. We have to tell people what he's done. We saw that last Sunday in the day of Pentecost. The disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit and they declared the wonders of God. You know, these two stories show us people who are really desperate. The woman with a demon-possessed daughter and the man, the deaf man who couldn't speak. Both were in situations that they could not fix for themselves. They needed Jesus. And Jesus meets their needs. Because they came to him, or they were brought to him, and he had mercy. And you know, that's the gospel, isn't it? We're all desperate. We all have needs that we cannot meet ourselves. We are all broken in so many different ways. And Jesus shows his mercy to everyone who comes to him in faith. It doesn't matter if you're an insider or an outsider. It doesn't matter if you've got a religious background or not. It doesn't matter if you feel qualified or unqualified. It doesn't matter if you've been coming to church for 1 week or for your whole life. What matters is when we come to Jesus, when we bring our needs to Him, when we persist in faith, even when the answer doesn't come immediately, when we do all of that, we can be sure that Jesus does all things well. You know, maybe you're here this morning and you feel like that Gentile woman, an outsider, someone who thinks that you don't really belong, someone who has no claim on God's mercy. That was my story. I never felt like I fitted in anywhere. I could be the most sociable person you've ever met in your life. I was the life and the soul of every party I went into. But you know, I was the most lonely person. I could be in a room full of people and I was so lonely because I never ever felt I fitted in anywhere until I walked into a church and I was shown the love of Jesus and I learned that my identity is not what other people think of me. My identity is what God sees in me. So let this story this morning encourage you. Encourage us all. Jesus' mercy is for you and for me. Even the crumbs of His table are enough. So come to Him in faith. Or maybe you're like that deaf man and you're not able to hear God's voice. You're not able to speak His praises. You might be trapped in your own brokenness, your own grief, your own fears, your own worry, your own past. Please know this. Jesus can open your ears and He can heal you completely. So for all of us this morning, let's not give up. Let's keep coming to Jesus. Keep asking. Keep believing. Because we know that He does all things well. Amen. Well, let us again join our hearts together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for these stories that show us Jesus' mercy extends to everyone. Lord, we thank You that we don't have to be insiders or we don't have to have the right qualifications. We thank You, Lord, that You welcome everyone who comes to You in faith. Father, would You help us to keep asking, keep seeking. Help us, Lord, to come humbly and willing to even receive the crumbs from Your table. And Lord, we thank You that You see us as individuals. We thank You that You care about our individual needs. And we thank You that You do all things well. For those of us here this morning who feel like outsiders, would You remind them that Your mercy extends to them. For those who are deaf to Your voice, O Lord, would You open their ears. For those who cannot speak Your praises, O Lord, would You loose their tongues. And Lord, would You help us to be people who cannot keep quiet about what You have done in our lives. Help us to tell everyone about Your mercy and Your power. In the loving name of Jesus we pray. Amen. As we now come